Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 20th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weed.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in signing the nation's pledge.
My pledge is allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file a bid for repair of hangar number 2 at Jacksonville Regional Airport. Item B is to consider approval renewal. First term contract for paper stock and envelope for Jefferson County with Bob Ward Paper Inc. and Olmsted Dead Kirk Paper Company for a fourth and final additional 1 year renewal from September 4, 2018 to September 3, 2019. Item C is to consider and approve execute receipt and file a professional service agreement with the Beach Art Contractual Group Fort Park Visitor Center number 207 in accordance with an RFQ for professional engineering and architectural design services for Jefferson County in response to Hurricane Harvey. Item D is considered to approve execute receipt and file a professional services agreement with Fitz and Chipman for structural engineering services at Jacksonville Regional Airport for the assessment of column damage and Jerry Ware Terminal for a fixed fee of $5,500. Item E is consider and approve execute receipt and file a professional services agreement with Justice Benefits Inc. to develop the cost data, secure the necessary data to document qualified inmates, prepare alien assistance claim for undocumented criminal aliens for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office with a compensation rate amount of 18% of all revenue paid to the county. Item F is consider and approve correction to the Office of Surplus Properties authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Harney Austin Inc. held on Saturday, August 4th, to include the attached list. The motion on those items under purchasing.
We had one on our agenda, sir.
Oh. Via agenda addendum, item G is consider and approve execute receipt and file lease agreement with Eco Lab in Jefferson County for a one dish machine for the correctional facility at rate of $284.95 per month for a 2 year term.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. And the Constable Precinct 8. We have one item to consider and possibly approve the transfer of Deputy John Ochoa from Constable Precinct 2 to Deputy Constable Precinct 8 in accordance with local government code chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sandoval, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, Commissioner, just for the record, this is by request of each elected constable by letter. Is that correct? Is that how we get that?
They're aware of the transfer.
Yes. That's like they're aware of the transfer.
Yes. Any other discussion?
Yes,
all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, yeah, have unanimously. And the county auditor item A is consider approved budget transfer for voter registration. The cost of voter application data image conversion and staff training in the amount of $3,725. Item B is considered to approve electronic disbursement of $1.8 million to the state comptroller for the second half of the intergovernmental transfer for energy and health care. Item C is considered to approve renewal of the victim information and notification everyday program service agreement with APRIS for the period of September 1st, 2017 to August 31st, 2018. The cost of the contract is reimbursed by the Office of the Attorney General. Now, that's not the new date, is it?
No, this is the one where they took a while to get the contract settled with the state. So this is actually, we'll probably have another one rolling for the next. Okay. Same deal.
Thank you. Item D is receive and file the financial and operating statements from county funds only for the month ending July 31st, 2018, and item E is regular county bill check number 449619 through 449832. Do we have a motion to move that under auditor?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinnodall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously have the county clerk, item A, conduct a public hearing on the county clerk's records archive plan fiscal year 2018-2019. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. At this point, we will open up a public hearing on the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2018-2019. Anyone who wishes to speak to the plan may approach the podium. Having no speakers, I'll declare the public hearing closed. Under county clerk, item B is consider possibly approve receiving file of county clerk records archive plan for fiscal year 2018-19. Item C is consider possibly approve execute receiving file amended order calling for November 6th, 2018 general election, including early voting locations and hours and election day vote center locations. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute receiving file an amended order calling elections, the creation of Jefferson County Assistant District Number 4, and imposition of the sales and use tax pursuant to House Bill 1720, Senate Bills 520 and 1233, and Senate Bill 1167, which amended Chapter 387 of the Texas Local Government Code. The motion on item B, C, and D under county clerk.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinnodall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimously. Under county commissioner, item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute U.S. locality domain name registration terms and conditions agreement between Jefferson County and the U.S. TDL Administrator New Star Inc. for the county tx.us domains. Item B is receive and file executed oil, gas, and mineral lease Canadian Land Services LLC because I was appointed as the receiver and call number D-20177. Two, on behalf of owners of those mineral interests whose whereabouts and identity cannot be determined. Item C is consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute receiving file an abatement agreement for property located in the Orbit Gulf Coast Ethane Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. And item D is receiving file execute the First Amendment to the Savage Maintenance Grant Contract number 1877281-01 between Jefferson County and the Office of the Attorney General. Do I have a motion on both items under the commission report?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under county tax assessment collector. Item A is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an agreement between Jefferson County and Access Imaging Solutions LLC for data conversion of existing voter registrar images and training. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute an agreement between Jefferson County and Access Imaging Solutions LLC for cloud storage hosting subscription services. And item C is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a mutual non-disclosure agreement between Jefferson County and Upland Software, Inc. We have a motion to move that item under tax assessment.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Next, under district clerk. Item A is to conduct a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan fiscal year 2018-2019. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinnodall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. So I now open up a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2018-2019. If anyone wishes to discuss that or make public comment on that, please approach the podium. I can tell that these are issues that create a lot of public excitement. Having no comments, we'll declare this public hearing closed. Item B is consider possibly approve, receive, and file the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2018 Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Wood, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any item or issue that the commissioner, any member of Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action on that?
Next week.
Sir?
Next week, court week.
Yes, next week is the Texas Association of County Legislative Conference. We will not have court next week. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday, September 3rd, the day after Labor Day. And we certainly invite the public to attend at that time. I would just mention that one of the items on under purchasing was that we had to hire Fitzwill Shipping and Engineers. That was because of, September 4th, excuse me, Tuesday, September 4th, because of a highly inebriated driver allegedly ran his car through our commercial air terminal out of the airport, and that is what houses all of the electrical for the field lights and in order to get the building back, we need to know whether or not we have any structural problem before it's repaired. What other issue? I guess that was. Oh, the other one had to deal with the domain thing because Texas Association of County, through whom we get our domain name for all county emails, and switched over their provider has been acquired by another company who is requiring that we accept their terms of service, and that's for all 254 counties in Texas. So if there's nothing further, then we are going to adjourn court and immediately call for a closed session as soon as our photographer or videographer will leave the room, and we will announce an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information from our legal counsel regarding pending litigation involving the county. So we thank you so much for being here today, and we are adjourned.